Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
I was concerned about what would happen to the show.
To get the best possible listening experience.
Have any of you guys tried disconnecting the SPX 990 running the feed through a multi-channel peak programmed analyzer?
I'd do it if you were stupid.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
We now take you to the road to the Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos.
Oh, except that really happened.
This has been the road to the Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos.
In Sunnyvale, didn't work out so well. All three buses crashed. Two of them were damaged. How's that happen?
That is just weird.
And then, by the way, a CHP patrol officer was slightly injured, but he's okay. All right.
You just don't need to drive that closely together, you know? I mean, obviously
yes,
the buses were tailgating one another.
You do, but you shouldn't because you're not from here. You don't know how to behave yourself. You keep running into each other. I don't know. Maybe they were distracted by Cam Newton's pants. What the hell was that? Cam Newton, man. He is the man. I'm liking the Panthers a lot. I like their attitude.
Uh-oh.
You know, but Cam Newton rolled in here with his zebra. What are these? They're Versace yellow Barocco zebra print pants. And they're tight. They're not baggy.
Weren't they a gift from another player or something?
I don't know. You can see the equipment. He brought his equipment with him.
Oh.
Oh, and ba-bum-ba-dum-ba-dum-bum. USA Today has a list of 10 surprising facts about the Panthers and the Broncos before Super Bowl 50. It includes the fact that the only time Cam Newton has played the Broncos with Peyton Manning, Denver won 36-14. That game was in 2012. The Broncos sacked Cam seven times, once for a safety. And Manning completed 71.1% of the passes. Okay, just saying. All right. Some other things going on all Super Duper Bowl. Let me see. We're already starting the analysis. This stat, courtesy of 538.com, claims Peyton Manning had the worst regular season of any Super Bowl quarterback ever this past season. Now, of course, if you're a Broncos fan, you know what you're saying. Drex, say the rest of the story, please. That can't come as a total shock because Manning missed six games within, you know, he had an injury, had another six games with no touchdown passes, and he was even benched at one point.
Wow.
So, yeah, there is that.
You hear stats like that, and you're like, so
know,
how
right?
are they in the Super Bowl?
Well,
how are you one of the best teams in America?
Because he pulled it out. Yeah.
You said that last night.
I know. Yes. But we're going to get to that. Oh, boy, do I have a survey for you.
I think.
About dating. That's all on the way.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Vegas odds, again, before the season even began, was 184-1 that these two teams would end up together.
Oh, there's all kinds of bets.
It's so wacky numbers. I'm like, really?
Yeah. So it was 2 years ago in 2014, the Seattle Seahawks annihilated the Denver Broncos in Super Bowl 48 with a score of 43-8. So once again, place your bets. I don't know. I guess
it's a good day to do
placed.
Anything but sit around and watch TV.
Yeah. You know, and speaking of betting, Super Bowl 50 has not even happened, and Las Vegas is already naming the odds-on favorite for next year. The three teams are tied for the top. For next year, Super Bowl 51. Not here. I don't know where it's at, but it ain't here, thank God.
Is it? I know where it is. I just heard.
Okay,
is it
that.
New Orleans again?
I don't know. I know the next year it's going to be in Minneapolis. And they're watching us very closely to see how much the city of San Francisco is ripped off. Seriously, that's a thing.
Minnesota. They're saying we're not making that mistake.
Right.
Minnesota's 2017. Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
Minnesota
Public Radio put this whole piece out, how they're watching how San Jose did it correctly and how San Francisco screwed it up.
Houston for next year.
Oh, Okay, that's a good place, I guess. It'll be warm. So, next year, the top teams already, according to Las Vegas, are the Seahawks, the Patriots once again, and the Steelers. I guess I concur. I'm not sure. I'm neither here nor there, but you can bet on anything. I mean, some of the bets that I like, odds that there's another Microsoft tablet malfunction like there was at the Broncos game against the Patriots. As far as I'm concerned, that's probably one of the reasons 100%. The Patriots lost 9-1. The odds of there being a 2.0 magnitude earthquake within 50 miles, 56-1. Let's hope we don't have any of that. Power goes out like it did in Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans 3 years ago. Remember that? We were in that game. We lost to Baltimore. The odds are 20-1 that that could happen.
And what are the odds that a player gets sent home tonight for being hanging out with a prostitute?
100%. Broncos Ryan Murphy sent home after being questioned in prostitution sting. But he was not arrested. So we have to point that out. Let me see what else. Oh, the odds that Coldplay gets booed during the halftime show are 6-1. Those odds aren't good. Odds... You know, this one's silly. Peyton Manning is fined or suspended by the NFL for HGH use, the human growth hormone, before the Super Bowl, 50-1, or at any point, 5-1. There's no way on God's green earth in NorCal here that they're going to stop him from playing. I mean, even if he's 100% guilty, and I think it's all much ado about nothing. But they said that about Deflategate now, didn't they? Well, we see how that ended. Nothing. Nothing happened to Tom Brady. So, Okay, we're moving on. Okay, I'm putting my Super Bowl stack away. Let's put all that down here. Because Daddy has to hold on to it because it's not going to go away until the end of the week. All right. Fun stuff on the way. Nick Jonas, Bradley Cooper, Brad Pitt, Angelina's Jolie. John Madden has picked his winner for the Super Bowl. That's all on the way. Yeah, okay. 6 degrees in what they say about your personality. Researchers in Denmark analyzed the personality tests of 13,000 college students and compared them to the type of degree they were getting. And there are basically five types of degrees and what supposedly they say about your personality. All right, this is fun. So here we go. You'll have one of these, I'm sure.
I have 2 degrees, yeah. So.
Okay. Or 6 degrees of Drex. A business degree. Well, you're more emotionally stable, but also more likely to be competitive and manipulative at times. Yes, you're one of those people. You manipulate things. Then there's you with a law degree. You're similar to someone with an economics degree. You're an extrovert, and you probably enjoy social situations, but you're not as curious or creative as someone who has a degree in science or the arts. Now, I can't wait to get to the art stuff. An engineering degree. You're probably the most adventurous person amongst these groups. And you probably struggle with abstract thinking. Well, they're so finite. That makes sense to me.
Okay.
But you're better at concrete thinking than most people, as you should be if you're an engineer.
Hello.
Like if you're building the Bay Bridge, let's get it right.
Yeah.
Be finite.
That'd be nice. Thanks.
Yeah, that'd be good. No rust, please. A science degree. You're probably more curious than most people are.
Sure.
And apparently the idea that science nerds are all shy and introverted, well, that's just not true. You're actually more likely to be an extrovert if you have a science degree. Who knew? Okay, we're getting to the good one. Degree in economics. You're probably very outgoing, but not as creative or curious or open to new ideas as someone with an arts and humanities degree. And here it comes. Ding, 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 ding. The arts and humanities degree. The humanity. It means you are a creative. You're open to new ideas, somewhat outgoing. You're not very organized, and you're more likely to have anxiety issues. Hi.
Whoops. That was you?
Yeah. That'd be the host. And you can be irritated easily. Well, I don't know about that. But I do get antsy-pantsy. I do enjoy my Xanax every once in a while. Thank God for it. Okay. All right. Today is Groundhog Day. How did it turn out? I'll tell you next. And then, what? You know, I have this study specifically for you, for your OK Cupid self. Yeah. And then, what's the word? Marijuana may affect your verbal memory. That and all the showbiz news coming up here on the Drex Radio Show and the Late Night Late Show wrap-up as we continue on KGO 810.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It's like I'm 17 again, peach fuzz on my face. Looking on the case, trying to find a hella taste. Oh my God, I'm on the chase. Chevy is getting kind of heavy. Relevant, selling it, dipping away. Time keeps slipping away.
Relevant in the Bay and around the world. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Welcome to the big city by the bay, Snoop. Next time, remember when you have your van and you're rolling up here from L.A., from SoCal, don't leave that thing unattended for more than 2 minutes because someone will break in and steal all your stuff. And that's exactly what they did. Thank God he had his good stuff on his person. He says, I want to roll out without that on me. Okay, you know what I'm saying.
Gee. Okay. He can make himself better with his medicinals.
I've got, and by the way, he's doing lots of concerts. I mean, you know.
He's on tonight.
Yeah.
He's probably getting high right now at the Regency Ballroom on Van Ness.
It's a lot of fun. Okay, let me see here. We've got a lot to get to. So let's start with all things love. This couple met on Instagram.
Oh.
Okay, this woman from California. No surprise. Marietta, California, named Erica Harris, randomly connected on Instagram with a dude from New York named Artie Van about a year ago. Erica is surprisingly attractive for a story like this. I don't know why. I don't know. I'm just reading the cue card here. And Artie has a chin strap beard. Just throwing it out there, all right? They started chatting online. They sent each other videos, and they became a couple, a thing, through the internet, just like a lot of people do, and even though they've never met in person.
What?
So, and then finally, they took it to the next level over the weekend. Artie bought a one-way ticket to California. Erica met him at the airport, and this happened.
You don't drag your feet with real love. You leap into that like there's no tomorrow. And that's
hold on a second. Let me get this to the end and replay this because it's going to get really stupid. So they met at the airport for the first time, face to face. He proposed, and they got married at the airport.
You don't drag your feet with real love. You leap into that like there's no tomorrow, and that's what we're doing.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, my God. Hi, I'm Erica. Don't drop me. It's nice to meet you. No.
Don't listen to your thoughts. Don't listen to your head. Follow your heart. Follow your soul.
So for anybody that doesn't believe in fairy tales anymore, who am I? And it can happen to you, too.
Okay, so they call. Oh, God. I have so many problems with this. So they just Skyped for a few months and then got married. And he brought, like, a Justice of the Peace to the airport? Or
yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Good Lord.
He proposed, then they got married at the airport.
I can't wait for the second part of the story where they have a divorce in 6 months. I hope they do it at the airport where we can all see them.
Well, there's lots of paparazzi there, so, you know, yeah. I guess that's why we have the audio and the viral video. Who does that? Well, they do. You know what? Hey,
now I feel
bad.
What
are we to say?
I know. I mean, now I kind of feel bad.
It could be forever together, right?
Maybe they're in love.
I mean, right? I don't know. It's not the way we do things. She does the okay cupid, okay stupid thing. So I don't know. But I have, this is just for you because, well. Just
I love it when you find articles just for me.
I do. everybody else gets to eavesdrop. So Match.com just released 9 great stats on dating. Check them out. Should I start at the top? Yeah. Okay. 33% of single people met their last date online. So that's 1/3. Mm-hmm. 26% met through a friend, and you're 78% more likely to get a second date if you met online. So you're 80% more likely to get a second date if you met online. I guess that's because they already did the chemistry math in their head.
You know what I think it is, actually? It's what do you describe a date? So a lot of times the first meeting is actually like a vetting or an interview, and then it's like, you're hired, now we can go on a date.
Right on. Okay, number two. the ideal first date should last around 2.5 hours. Any longer, your chances of landing a second date start going downhill rapidly.
Interesting.
That's enough.
That's because you're just drunk at that point.
Right, I was going to say, I mean, if you're sober, 2.5 hours is way too long.
Oh,
yeah,
brutal.
Yeah. Yeah, 1 hour. Yeah. Okay, 90 minutes if you're really having fun. Men expect a first date to cost $70. Women expect it to cost $60. And both say a second date should cost about $10 more than the first date. Oh, God. Are we in... Well, this must be middle America BS. Everything's
$100
here. Yeah, it's a $100 date just for lunch. Ordering sushi on a first date ups your chances of getting a second date by 170%, which was higher than any other food. Ordering cocktails ups your chances by 137%. Well, sushi and sake, for Christ's sake, does it get any... clear.
Well, if you meet at a sushi place, of course you're getting sushi. I don't know.
Sushi and sake, people. That's the key. Sushi and sake gets you the sushi, Mushi.
We should be doing ads for sushi restaurants.
Oh, my God. 170% and 137%?
That just means a second date, right? Not home
That means
base.
Kaboom.
I mean,
sushi, go Mushi.
Home run.
Right. Wow.
Okay.
I'm shocked. I'm getting hot.
Uh-oh. Are you blushing again?
Yes.
Something's going on with you, Blanche. I think you're going through menopause.
Almost no one expects the sparks to fly on a first date. 60% said they don't expect to feel chemistry until date number two. Well, unless you're having sushi and suki. Sake.
God, at first I thought you were saying Obama's kids. Sasha and Malia. I mean, Suki.
I'm blown away by those numbers. Now I know what I've been screwing up all my life.
Wow.
Why didn't somebody tell me this 20 years ago? Sushi and sake.
Are the key to someone's heart.
Yeah. Talking politics on the first date actually increases your chances of getting a second date by 91%.
Really?
See, people think you're not supposed to.
You made a copy of this for me, right?
Yeah,
I'm just going to keep it in my handbag.
And 25% said that if you're not registered to vote, it's a deal breaker. Well, you just lie about that. I understand if you don't want to do jury duty. Over 80% say they're also fine with talking about religion, gun control, and immigration. Well, if you're dating somebody here, you're going to get all that, so you better answer correctly. Okay, 20% of men.
Those are even questions at OkCupid. Yeah. Do you think guns make America safer or less safe?
Better come up with the right answer if you're hooking up
thank
with
you.
Her.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's one of my deal killer questions.
Or dump a couple gallons of sake down her first.
I mean, the guy could look like Brad Pitt and everything's awesome, and he's like, guns make the country less safe. And I'm like, bye-bye.
Here's the whole key to this thing. You know what? I mean.
Or safer.
Yeah.
That's it. Hey, wait,
sushi
I need
and sake.
That. That's all I need to know. Sushi, sake, sushi,
sake. Sake a tour. Or to him. Bend over. We're done. More of the Drex Radio Show on the way on KGO 810.
The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Fresh, live, local. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
We're running with the shadows of the night. So baby, take my hand. It'll be
all right, today is Groundhog Day.
That is awesome.
All hail groundhog supremacy.
Oh, there's reasons it's my eldest Groundhog Day.
Amid much pomp and circumstance in Pennsylvania, Punxsutawney Phil made his annual Groundhog Day weather prediction.
Yay! Yay.
Furry forecaster did not see his shadow.
Don't these idiots realize I have no idea how to predict the weather? Sorry. That's what Al Roker's thinking every morning. But then the Punxsutawney Phil guy did not see his shadow, so spring is right around the corner. As John Lubertini just indicated, 70 degrees on big game day for the Super Bowl. Doesn't get any better than that. How'd you like to be that groundhog? One day of work and then 364 days of Netflix and chill. Bring it on. Okay.
Is there a Mrs. Punxsutawney Phil?
No, but there are morons like the mayors of New York City. And I'm glad you brought it up. 2 years ago, it was de Blasio who, remember that? Let's go back 4 years ago. Michael Bloomberg, who I like a lot, big fan, stuck his hand in the cage. And, you know, it is a rodent. It's varmint. It is a wild creature. It bit the hell out of his hand. And then 2 years ago, God bless her heart, Charlotte, de Blasio picked her up and he dropped her. 2 weeks later, she died of internal injuries.
Aww.
Red drum on your hands, dude. And by the way, speaking of all things spring and sunshiny, and by the way, we have 40 more days until the daylight savings time. You have 12 more days until you're in a lot of trouble for not celebrating Valentine's Day. And I know what you're thinking. It's on a Sunday. So you do not have to buy the roses at work for at the office and spend the $100 to impress the other ladies or your boyfriend, whatever the case may be, at the office. And then you could be like me and think, you know, I'm not spending all those that money and standing in lines and paying jacked up prices on Sunday. We'll go out to dinner Saturday night at 5 o'clock. Thank you.
Oh, well, aren't you the smart one?
Yes. I've got all the math figured out for you guys. You're welcome.
You know, being all smart and stuff isn't that romantic. Just saying.
I know. Well, she's not listening right now, so she knows
better. Oh, okay.
you're not fully awake. Speaking of Punxsutawney Phil, when they do that at the crack of dawn. The zombie apocalypse is real and happening every single day. Right. Yes, when you're in the middle of your commute. According to this new survey, the average person wakes up at 6:30 a.m., leaves the house at 7:23 a.m., finally feels ready to interact with other human beings around 8:40, but isn't fully with the program until 9:40 a.m.
Good
that
God.
Sounds about right, right?
No.
Yeah. Oh, I think so.
It takes 2.5 hours to wake up?
Well, I don't know. I do the night shift, so I refuse to. My ass does not roll out of bed until 10 a.m., whether I'm awake or not. And maybe 11 if it's raining.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if I'm in a really bad mood. Or direct extending a really fun dream that I can extend with porno. Okay, let's move on. That's right. Most of us say we feel like a zombie for the first few hours of the day. And by the way, our peak productivity time, 11:22 a.m. Oh, of course. That's so you can wrap things up before lunch. All right. I'm moving on. Madden has weighed in. You're just looking at me like I'm crazy. I don't know. It's the Super Bowl or something. I feel super inside. Madden, NFL, simulates Super Bowl 50 and predicts who's the winner.
It's Super Bowl 50, Phil. They've trained all their lives to be in this position. It's going to live up to everything you ever dreamed about it being. An entire season of work, and it looks like Super Bowl 50 will come down to this play. Super Bowl.
How about that? That's EA Sports. Yes, they did that with their Madden NFL simulation. Yeah, you know, if you're a gamer, you know what time it is with that. Okay, so, yes, they predicted 24-20 Panthers win. We'll see if that plays out. All right. What's the word? Marijuana may affect your verbal memory. Years of smoking pot may have an effect on one's verbal memory, which is the ability to remember certain words, this study finds. For every 5 years of marijuana use, researchers have found that on average, one out of two people remembered one word fewer from a list of 15 words, according to this study. So now you know. I mean, yeah, it does work on the brain cells a little bit. You know. Hmm. But that's, I mean, you know, one out of 15.
Maybe we should go check in on Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Let's get to the election. We didn't have any fun with it. We did last night, so I don't want to think that we didn't because we did. We did last night's show.
The results were rolling in.
Here's
what
I
love. It's old news to us.
Okay, so a couple things. So Mr. Haney won, Ted Cruz. Yep, okay, he may be a jerk and nobody likes him in Washington. He can't get along with any senators, but he did run away with the Iowa caucuses. And a couple things here. First of all, he had a big, gigantic ground crew. And so, I mean, I think this was not, it didn't come as a total surprise. But remember, Donald Trump, he made it very clear that no one ever remembers who comes in second place. That would be him. So I don't know what he has to say about it today. And I was thinking about it today. Maybe it was that he didn't have the ground troops, or maybe it's because he was an ass and didn't show up to that debate. And the voters of Iowa took that personally.
Oh, interesting. I hadn't thought of it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he blew off the debate.
Well, before you were saying that was such a smart move.
I did, and now I'm looking at it. I'll tell you who the real dumbass in all of this is.
I saw something wherein Cruz had nothing to say about whether fireworks should be legal or illegal, but when he found that it would get him 60 more caucus-goer votes in Iowa, he was suddenly for fireworks. So he was getting them one by one by one, you know, gather them up, put them in a basket.
Yeah, no, he was. So that that speaks to his ground crew. But, you know, I think the real loser in this is Jeb Bush. Jeb can't fix anything, including his own damn campaign, no matter how much money this guy spends. And he has, I don't know, hundreds of millions of dollars through those super duper PACs. Super duper they are. Not so much.
And he still can't believe he's not winning.
Right. He came in. He had 3% of Iowa. He has nothing. He needs to quit. Huckabee and O'Malley dropped it last night, so he does too. This is
drop it like it's hot.
Right. This is from 538. Okay, digits. So Jeb Bush and his super PAC spent $14.1 million in Iowa. They got 2.8% of the vote. Are you ready for this? That's $2,800 for every single person who voted for him. $2,800 for each individual, and he still only garnered 2.8%, not even 3% of the vote. Jeb can't fix it. Trump supporters expect sex on the first date. Clinton supporters expect zero physical contact. That's right.
What?
And the good news. A woman pulls over a cop for speeding. Is she a hero or a jerk? She recorded the whole thing. Wait till you hear it. That's next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
The pimps in the crib, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
Well, if you're a Trump supporter, you will drop it.
Park it like it's hot.
Yeah, because you are hot. I don't know. Hot in the panties. So a new survey looked at how supporters of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump differ when it comes to dating. And it found that, according to this, Trump supporters are twice as likely to talk about an ex on the first date and 11 times more likely to have sex with you. How about that?
Not with me.
Clinton supporters are 43% more likely to be looking for a serious relationship and 20 times more likely to expect no physical contact whatsoever. Just like Billary. They don't touch each other.
But Bill touches you if you're an intern in the
room. Well, yeah. I mean,
so that's surprising.
He goes all Trump to dump to dump dump.
I thought liberals were sexier.
Apparently not.
If I meet a guy and he's for Trump, is he like going to shove his tongue down my throat? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, here we go. Trump supporters are 80% more likely to drink a beer on the first date, twice as more likely to talk about an ex, and 55% more likely to have five or more exes. Well, Donald,
I thought you were
going to
say five or
that.
More teeth. Right. Five or less teeth.
Right. They're also twice as likely to have made a sex tape before and 11
what?
Times more likely to expect sex on the first date, possibly because Donald Trump is more popular with men.
That's okay. The type of thing I would have predicted.
Okay.
Expect sex.
Okay.
Like a big jerk.
Hillary supporters are 43% more likely to be looking for a serious relationship, 130% more likely to drink wine on a date, and twice as likely to lie about how many people they slept with. Oh, come on. They're 20 times more likely to expect no physical contact whatsoever on the first date, possibly because Clinton's more popular with women than men. Overwhelmingly.
I see what's going on.
Yeah, it's a gender thing. It's misogynistic.
And lying about how many people you've slept with.
All right. I don't know why this is a big, I don't even know why it's a study, but anyway. So your dog loves you five times more than your cat. No kidding. Your cat could give a damn about you.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You come home and they're like, it's you again.
Right. A new study analyzed saliva from dogs and cats to see how much of their hormones jump when they spend time playing with you, their owners. And the levels in dogs were five times higher. So, yeah, your dog loves you five times more than your cat. Your cat could care less. Matter of fact, if it had its way, it'd probably kill you. All right, let's move along.
If only I had opposable thumbs so I could stab you. Says
you know,
Kitty.
That thing where you're sleeping, where they get their nose close and try to suck the oxygen out of you, like babies. Yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, that's a thing.
Devil cat.
Tell I'm not a cat person. All right. Now, hero or jerk?
Uh-oh.
So this will be the good news. So you decide. By the way, you're going to think this is viral and it's stupid, but it's not because it comes from a reputable television station in Miami. I'm not going to say which one. But, you know, have you ever seen a cop fly past you and thought, you know, I'd sure like to pull him over for speeding because I keep seeing this guy do this every damn day at the same time. You know, like when you're crossing the bridge and you say to yourself, I see that car all the time, because we're all on the same. We've all got this rhythm about us. We're all moving around and about at the same time sometimes. All right.
We're scheduled. Well,
right. Yes. We've got a schedule and we stick to it. That's the way we do it. OK, so this woman keeps seeing this cop speed in this 35 mile per hour zone. So she decides she's going to pull him over. She doesn't have lights. She has like a Toyota Camry or something, for God's sakes. Okay, but she tails the guy and motions like something's wrong. And then he pulls over thinking something might be wrong. Then she gets in his face and lectures him about speeding.
The reason I pulled you over today and I'm asking you to come over and have a conversation is because I saw you since Miller Drive when you were first jumping onto the Palmetto.
Okay.
And you were pushing 90 miles an hour.
Really? Okay.
Yes. And because I was going right behind you.
Okay.
And you passed me at, you know, I was going, what, 35 miles an hour down Miller. You passed me like I was standing still.
Okay.
Then after that, you got on the ramp and we went past Bird Road. I pushed 80 to try and catch up with you. And you were still, I was still, you know, eating your dust. You were leaving me behind and I was going 80 miles an hour. And I just wanted to know, what's the emergency?
I don't know how fast I was going, but I can tell you this. I'm on the way to work right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe I was speeding, but like I said, you're entitled to your opinion. I just saw you now when you pulled over next to me, which is why I pulled over here.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you had some kind of emergency or anything. Everything fine?
No, everything's fine. Yeah, it's your speeding.
Okay, well, I apologize, and I'll be sure to slow down then.
Okay. Yeah?
Yes. Okay.
All right. You know, it's
anything
just...
else?
I
My
think
name,
that...
a badge?
No, I just think that we should all set an example.
No, I agree.
Mm-hmm. You know, leaders of the community, mm-hmm. set by example.
100%.
You know, lead by example.
Couldn't agree with you.
So,
more.
I, you know, it just irks me because I see kids nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I ride with my boyfriend's kids all the time. Mm-hmm. And the other day we saw a cop drive past
her.
Us like, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just...
Leadership
it's
set
concerning.
An example. And
so,
it's concerning.
All right.
All right, take care. Be safe, okay?
Thanks.
Yeah, by the way, you can turn your blinker off. All right. Then there's that. But don't you love that? So she pulled him over. So he's doing like 90 miles an hour. And apparently there was a lot of repetition to that.
And he's heard all the excuses before. So he just spat him right back out at her.
Well, in today's
world,
I mean, she's got a camera and a phone. Look out. You could tell. He's like, well, do you need my badge number?
He should have just tased her. Hey. Put her in a chokehold.
That thing's worldwide, that viral video.
No, I know.
It's a thing.
That'd be funny.
Okay. We want to thank our guests, Windy City Nanny, Florence Ann Romano, who talked to us about Shuttle and...
About letting strangers drive your kids around.
Yeah, that was fun. Yep, that's a new thing. And Lisa Durden, all things pop culture, our Yaktivist, who joins us every Tuesday night. Have a great Tuesday night, what's left of it, and we'll make more tomorrow on Hump Day here in the big city on KGO 810.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.